Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 27, 1806. Every man out to retrieve elk. Meat has been scarce. The elk are deep in the forest and on high ground, making it a strenuous effort to hunt them. Drewyer, the expedition's best hunter, usually provides most of the corps' meat, but today Shannon reports a bonanza kill. Captain Lewis writes the details.
This morning, Collins set out for the saltworks. In the evening, Shannon returned and reported that himself and party killed 10 elk. He left Labiche and Reuben Fields with the elk. Two of the elk, he informed us, were at the distance of 9 miles from this place, near the top of a mountain, that the route by which they must be brought was at least 4 miles by land through country almost inaccessible from the fallen timber, brush, and sinkholes, which are now disguised by the snow. We therefore concluded to relinquish those two elk for the present, and ordered every man who could be spared from the fort to go early in the morning to search for the other 8. Goodrich has recovered from the Lewis Verneri, which he contracted from an amorous contact with a Chinook damsel. I cured him, as I did Gibson last winter, by the use of mercury. I cannot learn that the Indians have any samples which are sovereign specifics in the cure of this disease. The berry, which the natives call solme, is the production of a plant about the size and much the shape of that common to the Atlantic states, which produces the berry commonly called Solomon's seal berry. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 27, 1806.
The term Lewis Veneri that Captain Lewis uses is Lewis Veneria, Latin for syphilis. According to Moulton's notes, there is some doubt whether Lewis could be said to have cured syphilis by using mercury. 6 months later, Goodrich was exhibiting symptoms of the secondary stage of this disease, indicating that the mercury merely mitigated the symptoms. Monday. Nothing transpired today worthy of notice.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.